The other thing I was wondering about is, I don't know what data we have at this point. It is interesting that she had this kind of unusual response in the face of a lot of autoimmune toxicity. Do we know right now whether there's a correlation between autoimmune toxicity and treatment benefit?
Yeah, well, I think the group at Memorial had presented some data about this at the most recent ASCO in 2017, looking just retrospectively at their experience with patients who had toxicity on immune therapy. And there is some correlation, at least in their cohort, that patients who had early toxicity were much more likely to benefit from immune therapy than patients who did not.
Wow. So you think you're just going to observe her at this point?
I think so. I think I'm just hoping, you know, with all my heart, that she doesn't have bad side effects from the chemo that I gave her.
Yeah, amazing. If you had known that, you wouldn't have given her the chemo, I'm sure.
I know. And it brings up a question of how often we scan people, because to be honest, if there's like a 6-week delay or 8-week delay when you're starting a new therapy from the last scans, I would definitely want a new baseline. But 3 weeks is usually kind of in the interval where you assume the last scan is probably a decent piece of information. And, you know, insurance companies aren't that excited to pay for scans within a month of each other. So we very might have well have not gotten a scan, just treated her, and then we would have thought she had a great response to the chemo.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because actually this morning I was listening to this interview I did with Matt Hellman, who was from Memorial, who, you know, was involved with that work. And we were talking about this whole issue of the patient who develops toxicity. And the question of we were talking about pneumonitis, but in this case you have the colitis, and she actually had pneumonitis. And I guess the question is, what would you do if she progressed?
Right. And I hope I have the same impression of Matt's data as he does, but I think about if you do rechallenge patients like that, about 50% of them, so high number, have a recurrence of either the same toxicity or another immune-related toxicity. So it is a big gamble.
But as, you know, we were talking about the fact that, you know, when you don't have any alternatives in a lethal disease and it is, quote, only 50%, which is, as you said, what they found. I guess the other thing is, if you were going to take that chance, and would you use the same agent? Would you go to anti-PD-L1, you know? What do you think?
I think it's a black box and we don't know.
Really interesting. Anyhow, wow, what an amazing case. All your cases, they are very thought-provoking.